in the house of the Lord, even though it's your own house, not church building. Amen. Hey, guess what? Guess what? We're wrapping up something today. We're wrapping up our Stay Positive series. We've had a few weeks in it, haven't we? Have y'all enjoyed that? The messages that we've been getting. Y'all remember what last week's was? Get your what back? Get your what back? Get your passion back. Get your passion back. Today's ending message is titled, Stay Positive. Ending the scarcity cycle. How many of y'all know what a scarcity cycle is? That's when you're worried about everything most of the time. That's when you feel like you don't have enough. Sometimes that could be money. Sometimes that could be property. Sometimes that could be idols. Amen. But I don't know about you, but our God says He is more than enough.
Amen.
He has more abundance for our lives than what we could ever, ever imagine, dream up, or ask for. Amen. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to look at getting rid of the scarcity cycle that Satan sometimes traps us in. And look what God truly wants for us in our lives. Where He wants us to be happy. Sometimes where we are. Amen. Not where we want to be, but where He has us. Where He placed us. And what He's given us and done for us. Amen. Right now, the things that we're going through, there's a lot out there in our world that is a little crazy right now. A little tore up right now, so to say. Amen. There's too much hate in the world, and there's not enough love. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but the news and things the news stories I've seen lately, there's way too much hate and not enough love. Amen. There's too many needs. And during this COVID cycle that we're on right now, there's not enough supply. Supply is lacking the amount of needs that we have. Amen. There's too much fear going on, and a lot of that is perpetrated by our news stations to put fear in our hearts. And there's not enough peace going on. God wants us to live in peace, don't He? He doesn't want us to live in fear. Amen. And then some of us feel like there's too many bills. Now, I don't know about you, but every time a bill comes at the house, oh, that's one. If I got one bill, it'll be one too many. Amen. But right now, with everything that's stacked on top of everything, we got too many bills, not enough jobs out there. COVID still has a lack on the jobs, even though there's new jobs being created every month, which our president touts as an accomplishment for him, which is good to have those jobs created. But guess what? There's a problem. Just like not enough supply to fit our needs demand, there's not enough workers applying for those jobs. So even though the jobs numbers looks good, the new jobs, they're still not being filled. So we're still struggling. We got bills that can't be paid. Amen. Yet during all of this, guess what? Everybody say what?
What?
Everybody home, give me a what in the comments. Guess what? The gospel message is still flourishing. Through all these troubles, the gospel message is still flourishing. There are those looking to serve others who are struggling. People are selfishly giving to meet others' needs. Amen. Churches are making history, working together all over the world. They're not stuck in denomination lines. Amen. They're working together. They're working across denominations. Catholics are working with Baptists. Wesleyans are working with Nazarenes. Holiness people are stuck in there. Southern Baptists, we'll let them go. They sometimes don't want anybody else's help anyway, do they? But churches are making history all over the world by working together to get God's message. message, to get the gospel message out. Amen. As we close out this message, this stay positive message, our impact on the world is tied to whether we believe if we're about to run out or if we believe there is more than enough. Amen. I don't know about you, but all through the Bible, God tells us He has more than enough. Nowhere in the Bible does it say it's going to run out, does it? Even when we get to heaven, amen, we're not promised just a little bit. We're promised everything in heaven. Amen. So it is definitely more than enough. But a lot of us Christians nowadays live to the other side of that statement. We're scared it's going to run out. We got a mindset that God didn't put in there. Amen. That Satan put in there. It's going to run out. There's not going to be enough. Amen. We got a culture of consumption. How can you tell that we have a culture of consumption? The face of the UPS drivers in the last 2 or 3 months would tell you that we have the culture of consumption. Especially when those UPS drivers that used to run like Monday through Friday, sometimes early on Saturday, are now running 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. Just because we've got that culture of consumption. And even, hey, it's so bad now, even the UPS people are running 7 days a week to make sure they can get everything delivered. Amen. UPS, FedEx, postal services. We're sorry to them, aren't we? We need to apologize to them. Next time we see one of them out, apologize to them for ordering so much stuff. Amen. The Bible mentions the topic of one thing that we like to talk about. The Bible mentions the topic of money. Everybody say money.
Money.
Of money and possession over 2,000 times. Y'all know that? That's a lot in there, ain't it? So it must be a little bit important if God mentions it over 2,000 times. Because God knows that money and things are our number one competition for our heart. Amen? Money and things are the number one competition for our heart. The root of the tension is this. A culture of consumption in God's economy. The scarcity mindset. The scarcity mindset starts in our mind. Amen? Not in our wallet. Although it bleeds over fast to our wallet. Your first scripture today is coming from the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 6. New King James Version says this: You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Ooh. Scarcity cycle, amen. Scarcity is a cycle that we sometimes all go through. Amen. But God supplies us. All God supplies that He gives us, we consume them, don't we? We consume them until we lack in some areas. We consume them until we fear in some areas. But we still consume them, don't we? All of God's supplies we consume. Amen? I don't know if y'all remember, there was a great toilet paper run.
Amen.
Toilet paper? Yeah. I was like, wait, I left the word out. No, that's it. There was a great toilet paper run a couple years ago, wasn't it? When COVID first hit, what happened? You could not find TP on the shelves. Amen. And since then, what's happened? Every time we get a storm, or every time the power goes out, people freak out. Now they got that scarcity mindset. They go fill up Go to the store, what's missing? Nobody got power, but they got TP. Amen? Everybody buys up all the TP. The scarcity mindset. Amen? When history teaches, or teachers explain the run on toilet paper, students will be convinced that COVID-19 was a deadly diarrhea virus. Y'all like that? We have to get an abundance mindset. We have to get an abundance mindset, not a scarcity mindset. We have to get the mindset that there is more than enough. Amen? Because again, God tells us, only Satan tells us to worry and fear that there'll never be enough. Ephesians 3:20. The North American Bible version says this. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Amen? Everything about God is excessive. Everything about God is extravagant. Everything. Everybody say everything.
Everything.
Everything about God is more than enough. Amen? But we let Satan trick us, don't we? We let him play on our minds and get to us really fast. There's so many stories from our church that illustrate that, isn't there? One story from one church says, one of 1,000 members, Stanley, one of 1,000s who embarked and gave stimulus to those in need. You might think he would have been a person of great means. Actually, though, he was retired and on a fixed income. When we live with God's abundance mindset, we do things beyond our understanding. Amen. Or beyond some other person's understanding when we give more than what we have. Amen. I ask you, are you Stanley today? If you view life through a lens of scarcity, we will always be fearful and anxious in our lives. But guess what, guys? Jesus, everybody say Jesus. Everybody at home, comment Jesus in the comments. Jesus has a much different plan for us. Amen. He don't want us to live in fear and be anxious all the time. Amen. John 10:10, same NASB version, says this. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I came. Everybody say, but I came.
Okay.
That they may have life and have it, what?
Abundantly.
Amen? God says to have life abundantly. Only Satan's lies tell you to live in fear and not worry, and to worry about everything. Amen? How do we inoculate ourselves against that scarcity mindset? How do we do it? Against Satan's mindset that he wants in us. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 says this. A certain woman, the widow of one of the guild prophets, cried out to Elisha, "My husband, your servant, is dead. You know that he revered the Lord, yet now his creditor has come to take my two children into servitude." Elisha said, answered her, "What am I to do for you? Tell me what you have in the house." And she replied to him, "This servant of yours has nothing. Nothing in the house but a jug of oil."
Ooh,
she was left. She was left with not a lot, wasn't she? But she still had an abundance that God had for her. Amen. The current king of Israel led the nation to turn from God and worship false idols at that time. The widow of one of the few in Israel still honoring the Lord. The husband was prophet and he had died. He left her in a deep amount of debt. Creditors were ready to come. How many of y'all have had creditors call you?
Amen.
Hey, see? Hey, this is Popa Valley Bank. We're calling on your past due house loan or car loan. She was getting the car or the house loan called for, wasn't she? Amen. The Mosaic Law at that time allowed you to whoever the creditor was to enslave others to settle the debt. So her sons were about to become slaves. I would say that she, as we would be, got desperate. She got a desperate mindset on her, didn't she? A desperate disposition. Amen. But she got taught three principles of provision. One is, don't diminish what you have. This is for us too. Don't diminish what we have. Because what you have ain't nothing. Just like the oil that she had. She thought that was all she had. There's no way in the world that's going to take care of my problems and all my debts. Amen? But God seen it and said, believe me, a little is all it takes.
Amen.
When we got God in our lives, He'll take care of it, won't He? He don't need a bunch. Amen? That should turn our faith up even more. I'm sure after He got done doing the work He did in her life, I'm sure her faith went out the roof. And that's the way ours should be. Instead of going back crying again, hollering for more, we should have faith building after that. Because what we have ain't nothing. And she replied in 4:2, "The servant of yours has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Scarcity is fixed on what I like. Let me restate that. Scarcity is fixed on what I like. Abundance asks, what do I have? Amen. Not what I like, but what I have. The farmer would never harvest a crop if he always diminished the tiny insignificance of the seeds that he plants. He doesn't see it for what it is. He don't see it for a little tiny seed that he's putting in the ground, does he? But he sees it for what it will produce when planted. Whether it be corn or whatever, wheat, green beans. Y'all like green beans? But he sees it for the abundance that it'll bring at harvest. Amen. If you got a car, you can help somebody else's harvest. You can help in the little that you have by driving someone else to church each weekend. If you've got time, you can teach kids how to read. If you can cook, you can cook meals for the grieving, loss, and the hospital families. We got ways of serving, even though we might not have a lot. Amen. That's the abundance life. That's the abundance of Christ. Amen. And the abundance mindset. Not, hey, I can't pick you up because I ain't got no gas in the car. Amen. Or I can't teach you how to read because I gotta go do something else. Amen. That's a scarcity mindset. We gotta have an abundant mindset. Amen. The second principle is this. God often does the extravagant through what seems insignificant. I'll say that again. God often does the extravagant through what seems insignificant. 2 Kings chapter 4, also verse 3 and 5 says this. And he said, go out. This is Elisha talking to the widow. Go out, borrow vessels from who? From all of your neighbors. Not just your next door neighbor. Go out and borrow it. And she's looking at that little jar going, there's a problem already. That's going to be way too much. But he said, go out, borrow vessels from all of your neighbors. As many empty vessels as you can. Then come back, close the door on yourself and your children. Pour the oil into all the vessels. And as each filled, set it aside. As each is filled, set it aside. So she went out, she closed her door on herself and her children. And they handed her the vessels. And she would pour the oil. Faith from a mustard seed will move the mountain, won't it? A little faith from a mustard seed will move the mountain. Malachi 3:10, the NIV version, says this. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. That's the same thing that woman got, that widow got, when she started pouring the oil. She got that same overflowing, abundant blessing that God promises to us. Amen. Why on our tithes, why is there a percentage of it and not an amount? It's so that everybody can experience a miracle of God's provision. Even a 10-year-old can give 10% of their allowance. Amen? Our nothing is often God's something. Amen? Our nothing is often God's something. Just like the little lady, the little widow, her nothing was much, and God's something wasn't. The third thing is this. God's abundance often follows faith. God's abundance often follows us doing something out of faith. Amen? 2 Kings 4, 6 and 7 says this. When all the vessels were filled, she said to her son, bring me another vessel. I bet she was tired by then, wasn't she? Bring me another vessel. And he answered, there is none left. And then, what happened? Y'all remember? Then the oil stopped. When they filled up the final vessel, the oil that she had little of stopped flowing out of that vessel. Amen. She went, told the man of God who said, now, go sell the oil to pay off your creditor. With what remains, you and your children can live. Amen. Not a scarcity mindset. Amen. But an abundance mindset. Because can you imagine how much money she's going to have left after all those vessels of oil get sold? It's crazy, isn't it? But that's what God does for us. He wants us to live in abundance. Amen. At least an abundant mindset. Whether we have a lot or whether we don't. Amen. We tend to get the order backwards, don't we? We holler, hey God! How many of you holler, hey God? I know I am. I'm not the only one.
Amen.
How about online? How many of y'all holler, hey God? We tend to holler, hey God! I need more.
Yep. Amen.
I need more. I just can't get enough. Well, guess what? If we need more, get like the widow. Keep pouring. Keep pouring out our faith. Amen? Then we have the parable of the talents. We aren't trusted with more until we've been faithful with a little. The lady, when she was the widow, when she was faithful with that little, was trusted with a lot, an abundance of, in those other jars. Amen? She was definitely trusted with more than what she started out with. Amen? A quick story about somebody here. Says, I grew up with nothing. I didn't sleep in an actual bed until I left for college. And that was I had a cot in the laundry room. That's a poverty mentality.
Yeah.
Amen. An honest moment. In their 48 years, they had never had more than that. These are things that they don't even think about anymore. That they used to stress about. Amen. If you ever have to ask if you're going to put $20 in gas for the car or just fill it up, this is for us. Amen. Intentional. It's harder for us to believe it, to keep pouring, than anyone else when we have that mindset. It's hard for us to keep filling that gas tank up when we have that scarcity mindset. Amen. Most every time that I've got spiritually sick and stuck was because I stopped pouring and started storing. Amen. I stopped the oil myself rather than filling up all the vessels first. Because I thought I could do better than God. I thought I knew better than what he was telling me to do. Because what he was telling me to do said, yeah, you're going to look stupid like that. How many of y'all ever looked stupid before? Hey, guess what? It will not be our last time. Amen. It's not going to be our last time looking stupid. But guess what? That's what God wants. He wants us to have the faithful, abundance mindset that we don't stop. And we keep pouring instead of storing. But when that happened to me, I started to find my happiness not in Christ, not in God, not in church, but in things of the world. And the things that Satan wanted to put in my mind. Amen? Some of you are spiritually stuck today. It's time to give your way out of it. It's time to start pouring instead of storing like you've been doing. Amen? It's time to have compassion that you haven't had before. It's time to release the resources and the finances that God's had. You've held back from God for that significant time. Amen? Hey, I have heard people say that they have given significant money for different things through the churches. And then when they've got home or the next couple of days, they get a letter in the mail or a call from the bank. Hey, we got this check that covers way more than what they give for that offer, for that gift. You know why that happens? Because they had the faith in God to abundantly believe that He was going to make their life more measurable, more abundant than what they could do themselves. Amen. They've got the faith to pour because they belong to God of more. What about us? Do we have the faith to pour? Because we belong to the God of more. Amen. There's tough times out there, isn't there? But there's good news. There's salvation's happening all over the world right now. Because a lot more people are willing to accept and listen to us that want to tell them about the Jesus gospel. Hey, I've even seen, and this is going to sound crazy, I've even seen some conferences, like district conferences and stuff like that, where people are getting saved at conference. I'm like, well, I thought you had to be a church member and vote as a delegate to go from your districts. But I've seen them lining the altars at district conferences, getting saved. Because they're willing to pour out. And they know that there's more God, more of God out there for us. That He has abundancy for us. Amen. Rather than the scarcity that we've been living in. Because many of us for years have been pouring out of God's abundance. We financed the platforms that they were on. 2 Corinthians 9, 8, and 11 says this. We're going to close. And God is able to bless you. What? God is able to bless you abundantly. So that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. You will be enriched in every way. So that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. When we're more gracious with our giving, God will more abundantly bless us. Amen. That's why some of us struggle and we get in that scarcity mindset and get stuck. The goal in life should be, or is to be filled, to achieve, to collect. When you think about what He did for us, there is no reasonable response than to pour out our life for Him. Are you holding it back? We shouldn't hold anything back to a God that died on the cross for our sins. To a God that gave us a way to heaven. We shouldn't be holding anything back. We should allow Him to be empty in us instead of allowing Satan to stop the pour. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for Your message today, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank You for Your Spirit, Holy Spirit, Lord, speaking through me, Lord. Lord, not my words, but Your words today, Lord. Lord, I ask that You impress upon each one of us, Lord. Lord, the necessity to get that scarcity mindset out of our thoughts, Lord. Out of our processes, Lord. Lord, out of our living daily, Lord. Lord, that we would get the abundance mindset that You have stretched out there for us, Lord. Lord, that even with a little, we can accomplish much through You, Jesus. Lord, we ask You just to put somebody in front of us this week, Lord. Lord, that we can tell about Your mercy, Your grace, and Your love, Lord. Lord, that we can tell how You change our lives, Lord, that we may be a positive influence on Jesus. Lord, we ask You just to be with each one of us. In Your name I pray. Everybody say it.